Well, South Africa's economy is built on the mining industry. It occupied around 21% in terms of contribution to gross domestic product to GDP in the 1970s. But that dropped all the way down to 6.8% contribution to South Africa's GDP in 2017. That's nearly 500,000 jobs, directly influenced into mining in 2017. But the question becomes, what happens to these communities once mining companies are done mining and now the city or the town that has now developed because of mining now has to fend for itself? Benel Fester, who is the researcher for Future Water Institute at the University of Cape Town, joining us on the line. Benel, it's a scary thought, but it happens all around the country. Is there a direct and proper solution for it?
No. So the answer. Morning. So there's no silver bullet, and I think much of the work that we've seen, it shows that and illustrates that very clearly. What we're moving into now is looking at all those direct solutions that have been attempted and looked at where those gaps fall, and bring engineers and economists and legal expertise together and try and see if we can bridge those gaps and create a more diversified, integrated suite of solutions.
Yeah. What are some of those solutions that you perhaps are looking at?
So I was reading through my colleagues this morning, Francis Tienkamp in particular is looking at expanding the capabilities and the product diversity of manufacturing. Mm. So to quote him, he says countries are more likely to move into products that can make use of capabilities that the country already has and is using in existing industries. I think we sometimes feel like, okay, let's take mining with all that infrastructure, which is a massive investment. You know, we tend to think, in our group of mining is infrastructure companies rather than resource extraction companies. Mm. And so what can we use those infrastructures for? Now, this case study looks at expanding that into fibrous plant agriculture, but it really could go to a variety of things that Francho is looking at. And so we're looking at to diversify from the industries that already exist in South Africa, very much mining, to others that require a similar set of capabilities, whatever those may be.
You mentioned mining. I mean, you mentioned agriculture, as one of the ways in which the infrastructure could perhaps be used a little bit further beyond just the mining itself.
Yes. So this is Mike Solomon's, another colleague of our team's expertise. And he makes the case that the mining infrastructure is very similar to agriculture infrastructure. Mm. If you think of the machinery and the way that you do things, I come back to the railway infrastructure, the things that we put in place when we're trying to get to the mine and get things away from the mine. All of that could be used to export those products away. And then for me personally, I think with the growth to the circular economy, the green economy, the bioeconomy, I think using that mining infrastructure to move towards a different sort of resource base is very common.
And all of this is based on a concept called green mining then, right, Richard? Trying to, you know, create minimal environment degradation. But are you seeing that mining companies in themselves are willing participants in perhaps finding ways to build up communities beyond the mine's life?
Yes, I think from our conversations with mining companies and very much our colleagues, some of the colleagues on the team are in the mining industry, I think they're very desperate almost to find other solutions. It's not easy. I think they have so many challenges. So we don't want to look at mining companies and say that they are the bad guys. I think they're stuck in the base, in the ways that we are. We see some promising moves. So we'll have to see where that goes.
Yeah. Also at the same time then, taking all those resources, taking the miners that you've created, in a sense, and reskilling them, is that an option at any point?
Yes, it's a critical option. And here we're not just talking about the very bottom, the mine labor and their basic skills. We're talking about everything that the mine represents to that community. That's the governance. It's the environmental impact. So it's really the way that people think at all various levels and changing that paradigm in a site-specific sense.
Yeah.
So we do think the skills, it'll probably start with agriculture, which we do understand is a lower paying wage than the mining. But then looking at where do we go from there and getting higher skills in there. Which includes things like IT services.
Yeah. You speak about, you know, going from mine closure to mine transformation. When exactly do you think that process sort of starts, of thinking about transforming the mine for future purposes?
Ideally, before the mine starts. So we definitely don't say, let the mine close, let them get abandoned, and then we go in there and try and fix it. Because we can see with 6,000 abandoned mines in South Africa, that's not happening. But what are the things that we can facilitate mines while they are still in operation to start moving towards diversifying their own investment, to change their business model or expand it and exit in a way that makes sense for them too? Because, you know, having mines go bankrupt and then just leave is certainly not a good option.
Yeah. I want to go back to that agriculture, you know, input, or the transforming of that infrastructure to perhaps help with regards to agriculture. Would the question, however, not be that, you know, you've excavated for so long now, and yet, you know, that soil in itself may not actually be as arable as we want it to be. How do you perhaps deal with things like that? Can you change it? Can you change geographies? Or then would you have to then look at other options?
Yeah, so a large part of our research from the engineering field, it's a field called bioremediation, where you use biological agents like bacteria or plants or whatever, to improve the state of the soil, because really soil health is the crux of this whole matter. So we started with that and we thought, what can we grow on the soil that helps heal the soil? And then, you know, as it is improved, the next stage of plants can then provide value. But what we've seen so far initially is that the same plants that you could grow on there, and they might have low yields, but they will still grow, can extract the metals in certain parts of the plant. And then other parts, like the stems, can still be used for fiber.
Yeah.
So it is an unknown, and I guess the yields won't be as high as it would be in prime agricultural land, but it certainly is possible. Still, if you look at the type of things that we grow in as mining areas, naturally.
Still a lot of work and research that needs to be done in this field, though, however, isn't there?
I say again?
A lot of research and work still needs to be done for the implementation of such things to really be come to the fore.
Yeah, yes and no. So I think there is a lot of isolated research that has been done that we're trying to pull together, so not to reinvent the wheel. And I think there's also a frustration with research that stays in the ivory tower and stays in the dusty report. So a lot of research can be done, but I think the way that that research is done is changing. And there I really commend my colleagues, both at UCT and wider, for working with a good colleague here from the Interministerial Committee for the Revitalization of Distressed Mining Communities at the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation.
Yeah.
And we send our students into the field and we bring people from the field in so that we hope, and that is Future Waters' mandate, to get that research more relevant out in industry quicker. So yes, there is research that needs to be done, but it's not how we sort of research traditionally.
From mine research, or mine closure rather, to mine transformation. Benel Fester, who is the researcher at the Future Water Institute for the University of Cape Town. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, talking about how communities can stay alive and keep themselves going as an economy, even when a mine closes. It's 7:30, your news headlines.